are here at the CU Direct Drive 19 conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, and standing next to me is Mr. Corey Roop from Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Corey, how are you?
Great. Doing great.
Good. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been a great conference. It always is. It's a lot of good sessions, but even better networking.
Oh, I know.
People in our industry, so it's always a great conference.
Any highlights stand out for you? Any speakers or topics that stand out for you this time around?
You know, the keynote speakers are always great, but you know, for me, it's always the panels and hearing from the credit union peers on what they're doing and some of the unique things that are going on. That's always the most valuable for me.
And speaking of panels, you just got off a panel where you participated.
Yeah.
So, and it was on consumer lending. So what kind of topics were covered within the consumer lending realm?
Yeah, it was a consumer lending panel. So there were four of us credit union lenders, if you will. And we really wanted to share kind of unique things that we're doing versus kind of hearing about the same old, same old. We tried to kind of, we all four of us had some different things that we've went through recently and innovative things that we're doing. So it was really focused on that, hoping to teach other credit unions, give them a little bit of what we did so that they can learn and maybe help serve their members better. So.
Can you provide a couple of takeaways that maybe some credit unions could maybe, hey, that's a good idea. I can apply that in my shop Monday morning.
Yeah, you know, I guess at Affinity Plus, one thing that we did was a major technology overhaul in the last 2 years. We've converted all of our systems, core conversion, digital conversion, our loan origination system. So we kind of had a major technology overhaul, and you know, it was a big step for us because we needed to lay that foundation with our technology. It was a huge investment, a huge project, something risky and nerve-wracking that I think a lot of people want to do, but maybe are hesitant to do so. And we did it, and we made some investments in some, you know, personnel, some BI. BI department, some system admins that we talked about. Again, it's a big investment and it's scary, but it's something that I think you need to do to lay the foundation for the future. And I think all the credit union speakers had similar stories in different areas where, you know, you have to invest now to lay the foundation for the future to compete. So.
Yeah, it's a good plan for sure, because there's, I mean, it's the, you know, the technology sector is moving so fast these days that you do have to lay a good foundation in order to kind of, I don't know, kind of find that moving target, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we did, and that's what I tried to share is, you know, and you make the investment, that's one part of it, then you have to start tapping into that investment, and you don't want to invest in a whole new core system or loan origination system and then just use 25% of the possibilities. So you got to put the people and expertise behind it to also use the systems to deliver that great member experience that everybody's trying to do today, take that friction out of it for the members.
So is that the goal here? Is that the significance here? Is the member experience? Or what else is on the table here?
Absolutely. I think most of the sessions and what everybody wants to hear and our panel spoke on is just, you know, it's really that member experience. Instead of starting at places like ROI and risk and things like that, I think credit unions, especially us, are starting at what's the member experience that we want. In the digital age, people want, they want it right now. They want it yesterday. They go on Amazon, they expect it on their door in 10 minutes. Same thing now with lending and financial services. People want that smooth experience. They want that time and that freedom in their lives. They don't want to have to come into branches as much and spend that time. So I think really, what do we want that experience for the member to look like? And then work backwards and let's build it backwards and
reverse engineer.
Make sure that ROI is still there and everything, but do it from the experience standpoint.
Yeah, we all want to go see a house that we really like, push a button. Okay, it's ours. Or go to the car lot and see, oh, that car, oh, push a button. It's ours. We all want that now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of that instant gratification and simplicity. And, you know, if that's what we're trying to invest in. I think that's what all the credit unions here are really trying to walk that path and how do you get there and how do you do it and do it effectively.
So. Yeah, it sounds like we're getting closer and closer. So, I mean, if you can just automate the whole entire loan process, when you see a car that you like, oh my gosh, that thing's great. Okay, I'm approved, I'm funded, I'm out with the keys. So that would be wonderful.
I think in the credit union space, we're so fortunate. I mean, the people here are great. Everybody works together. And even whether you're a huge, large credit union, $10 billion credit union, or a $200 million credit union, everybody's doing something pretty amazing and pretty unique, and everybody wants to help each other and share, because we want to, you know, it's credit union spirit. We want to impact people in the end. We want to help people, and it's pretty cool to see what people are doing. I think the credit union industry is in a great spot, and the future's bright with what we can do.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's a good message to end on. Thank you so much, sir.
Sounds good.
Corey?